I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State on WKAR. Six candidates, some familiar, some unfamiliar, are among voter choices in the upcoming East Lansing City Council election. Two prominent city leaders who have both served as mayor are among the candidates to fill three seats on the council. They are current Mayor Nathan Triplett and ex-Mayor Mark Meadows. Among the issues, the ongoing impasse over what to do about the blight on the corner of Grand River and Abbott Road. To take a quick look at the issues and the candidates, we welcome back the Lansing State Journal's Elaine Kulhanic, who has heard from all of the candidates. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Mark.
What to do with the corner of Abbott and Grand River is part of what's getting discussed here. Is it dominating everything else, or is it just part of a longer list of issues?
In a way, it's both. I mean, there is a longer list of issues, but it's the top of mind issue among the candidates, I think, and they're hearing it from people in the city. It's the one universal thing that seems to come up when they're knocking on doors and appearing at forums. Everyone is concerned about it. And paradoxically, it is the one thing that the council really is not in a position to completely fix because there are outside forces at play. The land is privately owned currently by a developer. It's under foreclosure. If the developer doesn't come up with $11 million and interest by February, it'll go back to the bank and then it'll be privately owned by the bank. So, getting momentum on that issue is not a simple, fast process.
Is that issue part of the reason why is that the primary issue for some of these people running for office?
I think it is a primary issue for many of them. I think some of them would put the city's finances as a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, Eric Altman, who is running, I believe, for the first time for council. He's a professor at Michigan State University, but very involved in the Historic District Commission and the Planning Commission, so knowledgeable about neighborhoods in the community. And he says quite bluntly the city, he thinks, is headed for a financial crisis, and he wants things done, to address that, to address the long-term legacy costs, to address raising revenue without raising taxes. He has some, ideas for how to do that. And they're, I think in some ways they'll be, controversial, but other people are discussing those ideas as well. As you could see from Dawn Parker's story this morning, the
yes.
possibility of income tax is being at least discussed. And whether that's a good idea or a bad idea and whether it can be made to work for the city is an open question. There's concern about, roads and the quality of neighborhood infrastructure. That's pretty much universal across the state. I imagine that, nobody has as much money as they want for roads, and
right.
part of that problem sits down the street at the legislature. So
there are six candidates for three of the five seats on the East Lansing City Council. Let's learn about some of them here, some more about them here. The two East Lansing mayors, one a former mayor, the other the current mayor,
mm-hmm.
they certainly tower over the others in terms of name recognition, Mayor Nathan Triplett and ex-Mayor Mark Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Meadows has had a long, active career in East Lansing and at the state capitol. Do we know why he's running?
I think in part because there were so many open seats, and he felt like he should step back up. That's what he told our editorial board when he came in to speak with us recently, that he just felt that he needed to step up and, bring his expertise back to the table. Now, he hasn't been on council since 2006, but he has a lot of historic knowledge. And, he could make a pretty good case, I think, that having been in the legislature for 6 years after leaving city government, that he has a lot of connections and knowledge about some of the bigger issues that are not unique to East Lansing, such as legacy costs
mm.
and what might be done about them and what the state might or might not be able to do to help communities deal with them. So, he brings that to the table.
Elaine Kulhanic is the community conversation editor at the Lansing State Journal. We're talking about the city council election coming up in East Lansing. I spoke with a city council member last evening, and it was one of those encounters where I wasn't really sure if it was on the record or off the record. So he or she will remain anonymous. But it was suggested to me that Mark Meadows and some others are pretty displeased with the impasse over the Strathmore property. Are you picking that up? Did that come out in your conversations with the candidate?
Not as directly as that. The editorial board did ask Mr. Meadows, why are you running? Do you have displeasure with Nathan Triplett? I mean, what would be the relationship if you both ended up on council?
Exactly, which
could
happen.
And just to remind a few people, for listeners who maybe don't live in East Lansing, East Lansing has a city manager form of government. So what these people are all running for is council seats. And then the council members themselves will vote one of them to be the part-time mayor. Well, it's not, it's more a leadership role than an actual operating officer role. That role is held by the city manager in East Lansing. So, it's not as if they're competing with each other to be the mayor. They're competing among six people to be council members. But that said, Mr. Meadows points out that he encouraged Nathan Triplett to run for council after he left the council. And he, seems to have very warm regard for him. He does, admit that he's been frustrated with some of the decisions the council has made about development. He spoke specifically about back in, before when he was on the council, the when they okayed development downtown, they wanted an ownership component and not just a rental component. And a number of the buildings that are being approved now are, retail with rental above rather than some ownership above. I mean, you might recall the original City Center project is a condo project. So that's owned property. The people who live in it own their units, which is a different, is in his mind a different dynamic. So he would like to see a little more ownership of downtown property than just the rentals. The City Center, which was your original question, my sense of Mayor Triplett's thoughts right now is that it's kind of in the hands of the bank until February. And once the actual ownership is resolved, if the current owners can make good on the $11 million, then the city will have to figure out how to deal with the current owners. Mm-hmm. If they don't, the city will deal with the bank. So that's kind of the back and forth. Now, I think Mr. Meadows' take on it is that the bank knows full well that the developers can't come up with the $11 million, and now is the time for the city to be very active finding new developers to step up.
We have a limited amount of time here. Okay. Unfortunately, we've already touched on Eric Altman, but I do want you to touch briefly on the other three candidates, if you can. Shanna Dreheim, Steve Ross, and Jermaine Ruffin.
Okay. Shanna Dreheim is a senior consultant at Public Sector Consultants, and she's worked on environmental and community planning issues. Seems very knowledgeable on issues facing the community. She does not think the community is facing an immediate financial crisis. I think she wants to take a very collaborative approach, and she's hopeful that MSU will lend some of its intellectual expertise to the discussion of helping East Lansing succeed. Steve Ross is kind of drawing on life experience. He's the youngest of the candidates. He's 29. He's a partner at Practical Political Consulting, and he has gone from student to homeowner and business owner in East Lansing, and that's a perspective, gives him a lot of perspective on issues, all the issues the city faces, and so that's part of what he's bringing to the table. He was very interested in talking about an event surcharge on tickets at MSU that could pass through to the city and possibly raise revenue. That's something he's very keen to pursue. And Jermaine Ruffin is a placemaking specialist at the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and he has served on the Housing Commission and been on the Block Grant Advisory Board, and seems very committed to the community, very knowledgeable about economic development and community development in his profession. So that's a lot of skill he brings to the table, and I think he tends toward the view that the city's doing pretty well right now, and he'd like to help it continue to prosper and move in a positive direction. So
we have packed a lot of information here to the last 7 or 8 minutes, and we have you to thank. Elaine Culhannock is the community conversation editor at the Lansing State Journal. We've been talking about the city council election in East Lansing. I'll remind our listeners, Associated Students of MSU, ASMSU, is holding a city council candidate forum this evening, 7 p.m. at the MSU Union Ballroom. Thanks, Elaine.
Thanks.